Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Passport you'll need. Join us for Travel with Rick Steves. Saturday afternoons at 1 on KSJE.
Hey everyone, it's your host for the World Beat Show, Scott Duran, and I want you to join me every Saturday at 11 a.m., where I take you on a journey around the world and show you traditional and modern style world beat music. Music from Africa, Spain, France, Japan, China, heck, even songs and artists from the United States itself. So join me every Saturday at 11 a.m. only on the KSJE 90.9 FM.
AM, Monday morning here on KSJE. Time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when I get to talk technology news with Lewis Campbell. He's with Synergy Computer Systems, of course, and he's joining us remotely this morning. We can see him and hear him. There he is right there. Lewis, good morning.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
How are things?
Things are very well.
Okay.
Happy and alive, and it's good to be that way.
Well, I agree. That's very true. And things are warming up, so we're excited about that, too. What's going on? What have you noticed since we last talked? That's just been a couple of weeks now this time.
Yeah, it has. And one of the big news things for the past 2 weeks that I'm sure you've heard of and everybody else have is FISA, right? The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
Right.
Got passed in the House, got passed in the Senate, and Mr. Biden has signed this into law. And it's, you know, it's a controversial thing. It allows for government agencies to get certain information about non-citizens without a warrant electronically,
right?
Which is why it falls under our purview. And it's very controversial. There's those on the government agencies like the CIA and the NSA who argue in law enforcement that it's critical to protecting the nation, that there's things that they stopped in the last year or so that they couldn't have stopped without it. And then, of course, there's privacy advocates on the other side that are saying, you know, any authorization of being able to tap into people's communication without a warrant is dangerous. And they point out that even though this is supposed to be limited to foreign nationals or foreigners communicating, if they're communicating with someone who's a U.S. citizen from outside the country, this would still apply. It's passed now, so it's something that's in law, but it's still, you know, very controversial.
Sure.
It's going to be in effect for only 2 years, which is one of the changes that was made in order to get it to pass, because it was going to have a longer term. And so that's where we're at with that.
Got you. And certainly there's still some court oversights to this too, right? Even though there's no warrant, there's still some courts that oversee kind of what's going on to some extent, right?
They literally call it the FISA court, right?
Yeah.
So, because it's, you know, supposed to be for top secret kind of stuff, there's a special court. And a lot of these acts, this isn't the only, you know, law in the books that's made for this kind of a security situation. So other laws have these kinds of courts as well, where they're kind of secure courts, and they do make decisions about this rather than the regular public courts.
Right. Very true. Okay. Interesting. Thank you for that. TikTok is back in the news, of course. The House did pass the ban on TikTok, but it might take a year, right? Because it's either sell the company to a Chinese company, or you're going to get banned in the United States in a year.
Right. The House passed it. It hasn't finished going through the Senate yet.
But, right.
You know, this is the second time around. There was a similar bill that went around in March, but it stalled in the Senate. This one's attached to a foreign aid package, and, you know, basically, if you've been following foreign aid, there's a lot of motivation behind that foreign aid package getting passed. So in the House, it passed with a vote of 360 to 58, which is pretty big. We'll see if it passes in the Senate. But yeah, it basically says it gives ByteDance, which is the company that owns TikTok, 6 months to divest the company, or, you know, somehow reform as a U.S.-based only company, or else, you know, they're going to be shut down in the U.S. according to this law. So we'll see how that, again, you know, free speech, privacy, all this kind of comes into play with this particular issue.
Right. Well, and but because it's attached to that foreign aid bill, I think it will probably do okay in the Senate. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
But lots of stuff going on. Okay. All right. What else? What else are you seeing?
Well, Tesla's in the news quite a bit, right?
Again?
So, yeah, of course. So they've dropped their prices for their Model Y, S, and X vehicles by $2,000 in the U.S., and they've eliminated one of their programs. Yeah, basically they've dropped their prices. Another thing that Tesla's been came up with Tesla, you know, recently is very interesting. Is that they're recalling their Cybertrucks. You know, the Cybertrucks have been kind of controversial. Apparently, there's a foot pedal problem. They recall the trucks in and they do some riveting or something to the bottom of the pedal. It's coming loose at the bottom or something like that. So, you know, we see recalls all the time with regular car manufacturers, but of course when it's Tesla, it's big news. And, you know, again, that truck is controversial. I've seen some really interesting social media posts where people are like, oh, I just seen the ugliest thing driving down the road. Oh, it's a Tesla truck or something like that. But a lot of people love it as well. So, you know, it is what it is.
They have a very unique appearance. I'll give you that. I saw, I was out of town last week and saw three Cybertrucks out in the wild, as it were. One actually on a street parked, and then two others on a transport truck being sent somewhere else. Who knows? But they definitely get your attention when you see them, just because they're so different looking and yep. So angular. So that's
you know, and you're fortunate. I haven't actually seen one out in the wild. I've only seen them, you know, on the internet and in videos and stuff. So
well, this one wasn't moving. It was parked on a street downtown, so it wasn't going anywhere. But it was definitely, you know, out there. And obviously being used for transportation. So, and I think the other reason why it gets in the news so much is just because these vehicles, any Tesla or any expensive vehicle, if there's a recall, I think that's kind of what happens, right? When the prices are so high, you wouldn't expect there to be maybe a recall. There'd be maybe more quality control, more things before it's sold to the public, right?
Yeah, that's what you'd think.
At the price point. So that's what I would think, but that's all right. Okay, real quick, anything else? We got just a couple of minutes left.
Well, a couple of things. Just really quick, Frontier, which is the ISP that serves the reservation for those of us out here on the Navajo Reservation. On Sunday, Frontier was down, and it turns out that they had a cyber attack. And the cyber attack itself didn't bring them down, but they had to bring their systems down to deal with the cyber attack. I'm not sure if they completely recovered it yet, but if you use Frontier, you might have seen that.
Hmm.
And then last but not least, this is just kind of a fun and interesting story. In the UK, they have this interesting system for filing court cases, basically for divorces, where when the case is all done, the legal firm can go into a computer and, you know, finish everything on the computer, and that it goes through the legal system in like 20 minutes and the person is divorced. Well, a law firm accidentally clicked the wrong case and divorced a couple instantly that didn't want to be divorced. So went back to court, and the judge that, you know, the law firm tried to back it out, went back to court, and the judge said, nope, you went through the right legal process. Now you got to go through the whole convoluted legal process to, like, get these guys remarried again. You can't take this back.
Oh, wow.
So kind of interesting. Maybe sometimes the cyber stuff makes things too easy. I don't know.
Interesting. Okay. We'll see what happens. And I have noticed, maybe other people have noticed too, last day or so, my Facebook app has now included a Meta AI search window. So I guess the artificial intelligence has reached Facebook levels.
Yeah. For all you know, I may be an AI. I might be a deepfake. You have no idea if I'm real, right?
I think you're real. I think you're real, but okay. We'll find out.
I think I'm real too, last time I checked.
Good. All right. Well, real or not, we'll see you next week. How's that?
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
Thank you. Thank you, Lewis. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is my guest every Monday right here on our Monday Reboot segment on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.